Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to another Top Advisor Marketing podcast. We have a first today. Many of you have known that we've talked to all sorts of different sorts of people on the podcast when it comes to financial services, whether they're advisors, whether they're people who provide services to advisors all across the board. But we've never had a really, really successful OSJ on our podcast. And I had the opportunity through some networking to meet Craig Snyder, who's the president of American Group. He's an OSJ with LPL, one of the largest OSJs with LPL, and he does institutional as well as helping advisors with their overall OSJ duties. Now, what he has grown and what his organization has done, I believe from a marketing standpoint, is truly unique and different. As all of you know, that's what we look for on the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast. So we're going to get to know Craig a little bit more about what he does and, most importantly, how he has been so successful. So, Craig, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about your history, if you don't mind, Craig. I mean, how did you get to be one of the largest OSJs for LPL?
Let's see, I started in the business in 1975. 1980, I became an OSJ, a very small firm. Built that firm up over a period of time to a point where we had about 50 advisors. And then decided about 15 years ago to move to an independent platform and spent a considerable amount of time flying around the country and interviewing different opportunities and different broker dealers. Then we decided on LPL, and we joined LPL about 15 years ago and have grown it ever since.
So let's talk about the growth and who you help, because I think that having a clear focus when it comes to marketing and bringing on new people, and especially when it comes to advisors, really, who do you help and what do you help your clients with? Because you've got two arms here, and I want to make sure everybody's very clear. We've got an institutional side, and then we've got the standard OSJ side. So break both of those down, Craig.
So on the independent side, what we do is hire individuals who want to be on the independent platform and work for themselves, but not by themselves. And what we're good at is helping them accomplish their goals. So we spend a lot of time on what is it that they want to do, what is it that they're trying to accomplish for themselves and their families and their communities, and then how do you do it? You know, so, you know, the niche that we serve is someone that wants to grow. If, quite frankly, if someone came to us and they were doing $250,000 a GDC and that's where they wanted to be and they were happy, then in my opinion, they should go seek out the highest payout they possibly can get and move in that direction. But if you have someone that wants to move from $250,000 to $500,000 or wants to be at $500,000 but only work 2 or 3 days a week and maintain $500,000, then that's what we're good at. You know, we've created a almost like a back room structure for the advisors, which is kind of an anomaly in our space, where, you know, we have a full financial planning team, we have on-site technology, we have a training staff that does training meetings every other week, we have practice management. So we have all of these supports to help the advisor grow. You know, and we've got a good track record on it. And then on the institutional side, where we service banks and credit unions and CPA firms, we kind of do the same thing. So we'll engage with an institution and we'll take an advisor to that institution and place them inside of the institution, create the lead source flow for the advisor, and then service either the members of the credit union or the depositors of the bank, or in a CPA, the clients of a CPA firm. And we've been successful at that as well.
Craig, it sounds to me like instead of what a lot of OSJs do, which is the bare minimum, you're doing the maximum. How have you been able to sustain that level of support? Let's talk a little bit more about the back office aspect of it? Because it sounds to me like you're allowing financial services professionals, advisors, to really do what they do best, which is not all of the paperwork and all the other rigmarole that a lot of advisors get caught up doing.
Right. So we try to take as much of that as we can away from the advisors. So we have individuals, for instance, that do their paperwork. So we bundle, you know, maybe 6-7 advisors together with a staff person who is specific to doing their paperwork. LPL, quite frankly, also offers a services that is very similar to that, but we do it as just part of our OSJ value-added proposition to the advisor versus the cost that an LPL would have. We also do financial planning with heavy training. So, you know, I have been very fortunate to have a great staff, you know, and people that really, you know, that want to do the extra for the advisor, that have gone and got their CFPs, that, you know, that will help them in case prep and case design, you know, and then the advisor also has the opportunity to bounce those cases off of myself or Todd Phillips, who's in charge of the training and also is, you know, the compliance chief officer is here as well. So, you know, we just offer just a tremendous amount of support.
Why do you think that's so needed? I mean, is my analysis correct that so many OSJs are just trying to do the bare minimum?
Well, you know, I mean, if you're just going to be a producer OSJ and that's what you're doing, then there you go. But if you take on the responsibility of an advisor and in your job is to help them accomplish their goals, then number one, you have to find out what it is that they want to do and what their goals are. And number two, you know, it's your job to get them there, you know, quite frankly. So, you know, I heard a great saying a long time ago that anything that is measured and watched will improve. Hmm. Yeah, so that's kind of that's kind of what we do. So, you know, if you came to us and you said, you know, I'm making 150,000 or 250,000 or 500,000 of GDC, and I really want to improve and I really want to grow, then let's sit down and find out what are the goals that you specifically want to do. Let's put metrics to how you get there, and then let's have meetings on a regular basis as often as you want to, you know, measure and watch and make sure that you're moving forward. You know, I mean, any athlete always measures. Every athlete always keeps records. Any athlete, you know, always looks and says, okay, what have I done and what did I do and how do I improve? Until you get to where you want to be, you know, and then there you are, you know, and then now time usually becomes more important than money sooner or later, you know, hopefully. And then now it's, how do I start backing off and spending more time with my family or more time with my teaching soccer or whatever it is that you want to do, mm-hmm. and still maintain the level of production that I need to accomplish my goals. And so that's kind of what we do.
Now, this is a marketing podcast. So let's talk a little bit about, so you have a lot of training and support. How do you help your advisors brand, whether that's through the institutional side or the OSJ side, and how do you help them market?
So from a branding perspective, they can do whatever they want. So they can, you know, we have the America Group, which is what our DBA is. They can take that DBA on or they can call themselves Smith and Associates. It's totally irrelevant to me. You know, so if whatever they want to do, then that's what we help them do. From a marketing perspective, you know, we as a firm do marketing events, which actually makes it easier for an advisor. So we'll bring in, you know, top money managers to do meetings. We have what's called a halftime report where, you know, we go to a, you know, higher end type of a location for a dinner and the advisors can bring their top four or five advisors or top four or five clients, I mean, and their spouses. And so we do that. Or, you know, as part of the goals meeting and the marketing meeting that we have with the advisors, you know, that's one of the things we talk about. We talk about marketing. And so we have, you know, a format where we walk through every single month and say, okay, what are you going to do? You know, and, you know, are you going to have a cooking class and you're going to invite your top 15 clients to a cooking class, or, you know, you're going to have a golf outing, you know, so let's get those things all down so that we know exactly what the year looks like. Let's look at what the costs are so that we know that we're within a budget. Let's see how much of it can be delegated away from you so that, you know, it becomes somewhat on automatic pilot. And there you go. We do the same thing for the institutions. So the institutions, we sit down, usually if they have a marketing person, we would sit down with their marketing person. And if they don't, then, you know, we would just sit down with the person who was in charge of the program and we would say, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to do seminars? And then how do we put those seminars out to the members or to the depositors? And what kind of seminars are we going to do? Or, you know, it can't just all be about our business. So are we going to do something on health? Are we going to do something on wills and trusts? Are we going to do Social Security? Are we going to do things that are member or depositor centric, you know, that provide a value added from the institution, but still gives the advisor the FaceTime and the top of mind, if you will, to those people that they're there to help and have a level of service that they can provide.
So, Craig, one of the things that I'm hearing that is a huge differentiator with what you have created is the real accountability. So many advisors, as you know, will say, well, I would love to be held accountable. But then when you try to hold them accountable, they get grumpy because most of them are fiercely independent. It sounds to me like you've created a system that helps them become accountable, but still gives them the freedom and autonomy to feel like they're still in control.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're kind of like a producer group type of structure, you know, back room, and we have all these silos of things that you can use to get better, and there they are, you know, and if you want us to help you, we're here to help you. If you want to be left alone and just checked with, once a year or once every 6 months, and that's what we're going to do, gotcha. You know, so it's really your business, you know, but the reality of it is that the knowledge that you have got you to where you are. It's the knowledge of others that normally will take you to the next level, right? Mm-hmm. So by surrounding yourself in an environment or in relationships or people that you work with that are willing to be helpful to you so that you can work smarter or you can accomplish your goals easier or just be held accountable for your goals.
Sure.
You'll find that most large producers like that, mm-hmm. you know, and they want someone to coach them. They want someone to help them. They want to be held accountable for what they say they want to do. And, you know, it's amazing. If I look at the people who see me the most, you know, let's say once a month, it's the top producers. If I look at the people in the firm who really want to be kind of left alone, still want a little bit of help, still want to attend the meetings that we have, but still a little bit hands off, they're the lower third, you know, and that's always amazing to me, you know, why aren't they seeking and trying to help? And eventually they wake up, and eventually, you know, maybe 5 years goes by, 7 years goes by, and they look back and say, wow, you know, if I would have only done this 5 years ago, or, you know, and that's true really with most people, but we try to get them to come to that realization faster, if you will, because it's certainly a you benefit to them.
Sure.
And, you know, on both the institutional side and the independent side.
Well, we're going to switch gears now, Craig, and we're going to talk a little bit about you, because obviously you've been in the game for a while and you've already given some very sage advice. What are your goals professionally?
So, you know, we have two really divisions, you know, one's the independent side and one's the institutional side. So within last October, I merged with another large OSJ in Troy, Michigan, and which puts us at about $4.4 billion worth of assets and about $37 million of GDC. So going forward, Joe Rizicki, who I merged with, is going to focus on the independent side, and then I'm going to focus 100% of my time on the institutional side. And, you know, so my goal is to substantially grow the institutional side to a much larger piece of our overall business and reach out to institutions, banks, and credit unions that have programs that probably have never understood what the metrics should be for production and perhaps haven't really had the oversight and the management of their program that they should have, and as well as new institutions into our industry that just think it's a value added to the people that they do business with, which would be correct, and how do they get involved in it? So my focus you know, probably about 90% in going forward will be on the institutional side, trying to grow that segment of the business.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
Well, wow, that's a tough question. You know, I think one thing that one thing that I really do think resonates and should resonate with a lot of people is really just four words, and that would be try, fail, learn, retry. So I think if you just looked at those four words and you looked at that in life, you know, not just in business, but, you know, how do you coach your children? You know, how do you give advice to other people if they ask for it? You know, and the reality of it is that you have to get out there and try things. The reality of it is that you're going to fail, but you need to learn from those failures, and then you need to retry. You know, and that's kind of what I've done. You know, I mean, I started this, was the youngest OSJ ever appointed at a broker dealer when I was 26 years old. And my attitude was, what do I have to lose? You know, I mean, I'm going to try something. If I fail, I'm certainly going to learn something, right? And then I'm going to retry based on the knowledge of what I've learned. So I think if, you know, that's a good four words to understand, not just in the business sense, but in life in general.
What is something that no one knows about you that you'd feel comfortable sharing on the podcast?
Wow, that's a tough one. That no one knows. I don't know if no one knows this. But, you know, I mean, I drive motorcycles, so I do enjoy that. You know, I'm a golfer. I love to read, you know, so, you know, I'm a huge reader. You know, I'm a big believer in coaches. You know, I've always had coaches, you know, so, you know, I try to use other people's knowledge that I learned to help my advisors, you know, so that gives them economies of scale. So, you know, probably if you said what don't people know about me, then I'm probably not as smart as I seem, because a lot of the things that I learn come from others that I'm able to share to help my advisors and my institutions get better and accomplish what they want to accomplish. So I don't know if that's an answer to your question.
It's an open-ended question for a reason. I love seeing where people go with that. I think that's awesome. What is one thing that you always give away, like that one thing that you recommend to people, whether this is personally or professionally, just that one thing that you give away and recommend the most?
Oh, you know, I don't know what the answer to that question would be, Matt. You know, I believe if it was advice that I was giving away, it would be what I've already said, which is, you know, try, fail, learn, and retry. You know, I always think that you have to be, you know, the golden rule is another thing, do unto people as you would have them do unto you, you know. So, you know, I think that those are good, you know, those are just good quality of life things that you should go through life with.
Well, and that really leads me to the next question, Craig, which is, what does success mean to you?
Well, you know, I've been fairly successful, you know, from a business perspective. So now the success is helping people accomplish what they want to accomplish. And, you know, kind of like a teacher having pride of a student that they've mentored and they've made a better person and they've then sent them on their way, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm doing now at this particular stage is, you know, to try to, and on the institutional side, try to get them going in the direction that they need to go, make it successful for both the institution and the advisor. And the ultimate winner of that being the individual who's doing business with that institution. You know, so I think that, you know, that's kind of helping people accomplish what they want to accomplish, you know? So, you know, I think I'm good at it, you know, and that's what I like to do.
How can we help you grow? Right. So we have a great, very dedicated listenership. You know, they're always looking to help out other financial services professionals. That's a big mantra of ours, because it's the principle of abundance instead of scarcity. You believe in abundance. What can our listeners do to help you grow?
Well, you know, we're always looking to get bigger. So, you know, if you knew of advisors that were looking to grow, you know, that would benefit from being part of an organization that they would still be on their own, if you will, but have the benefit and the economies of scale of an organization like ours, and that would be great. on the institutional side, you know, if banks and credit unions or CPA firms that are thinking about getting into our industry or are in our industry and perhaps aren't as successful as they should be, you know, those types of referrals or recommendations would be great.
So what's the best way for them to reach out to you, Craig?
They can just reach out to me by phone, you know, which is our phone number is 248-353-6570. And my extension is 303. Or they can send me an email at craig.snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R, at lpl.com.
Fantastic. Craig, thank you so much for your wisdom and thought leadership and advice today.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity, man.
If you have not subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. And please take a moment to give us a rating and a review. That'll help us out a whole bunch. And also give us an idea on what you might want to have us change, make better, or even suggestions for topics. If you do know anybody who would be a great guest on the podcast, make sure you just email me at matt@topadvisorm.com. And if you are a financial services professional, if you're an advisor who really wants to focus on what you do best, which is not all of the other back office stuff, you might want to give Craig a call. And if you are a credit union, bank, or even better, a CPA firm, because I know a lot of CPA firms are trying to get into wealth management, reach out to Craig at the America Group and find out how they can help you. So for everybody at the America Group, this is Matt Halloran, and we'll see you on the other side of the mic very soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best-kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.
This was brought to you by iris.xyz. A platform helping financial professionals become better in business and life through new media and new voices. Visit them and learn more at iris.xyz.